fierce winter storm in Lebanon is bringing added misery to refugees. Protesters dig in for the long haul in Ukraine, and a ministry has figured out how to connect college, calling, and Christ. We'll tell you more about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Winter Storm Alexa has been pounding Lebanon and surrounding areas this week. The snow, rain, and high winds highlight the plight of Syria's refugees stranded there. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they're living in uninsulated, unheated tents, garages, or makeshift shelters. More refugees are coming in despite the conditions. BGR's partners are trying to keep up.
We're able to fill in the gaps and help with things like the winter package that's going to provide some heating oil and some heaters and some blankets and better insulation for the makeshift houses that they're in.
Believers are meeting physical and spiritual needs at the same time.
We do it in a way that expresses the love of Christ, but we also use it as a chance to share truth and speak truth into their lives.
They need help, though. A few dollars makes a big difference. We can connect you at our website. One last thing. Palmer adds,
when you see people suffering like this who realize that they don't have anywhere else to turn, we would just say, please don't let your hearts get cold to the needs of the world and the needs of the people of Syria.
Next, rumors of more force by riot police circulates the city of Kiev as protesters continue demonstrating against the president. Now, however, Christians believe the country could be poised for a spiritual renewal. Amy Ritchie is with EFCA Reach Global in Ukraine and says a prayer tent has been erected in the center of the protests.
The pastor who is the head of the church that I attend in Kiev, and the associate pastor as well, are both talking with people. They're telling people to come out and talk with people because there's such a spiritual openness right now in Ukraine.
Ritchie says the hopelessness is pushing many protesters to God. Would you pray?
We need an eternal hope. And so I am praying for safety and for no bloodshed. And I'm praying for a spiritual awakening in Ukraine.
This is Mission Network News. Christmas is a time of tradition. For one of our partners, tradition involves sharing the gospel. Every Child Ministries is hosting Christmas parties for 700 kids this holiday. Why does that matter? Lorella Rouster of ECM explains.
Christmas parties are one of the main ways that we bring the gospel to needy kids every year. No one wants to refuse a party. And most of our parties feature a meal that is a whole lot better than the average fare that the kids get.
The Christmas season is a time where the gospel shines especially bright.
There's a kind of heightened spiritual awareness at Christmas time in Africa, just like here in the U.S., so that sometimes people are more receptive to the gospel message.
Pray a lot of these kids will come to Christ as a result of these parties. To learn more, visit our website. And if you love kids and need internship credits, the next story's for you. Rachel Carson is a senior at Louisiana Tech University. Well, this summer will be her second time interning with Orphan's Heart. She says their internships are more hands-on than most.
Especially if you have a passion for working with kids, this is where you need to be because you are with them all the time and you're not just working with them for a few hours in the afternoon doing crafts and activities. You're helping them with meal times and you're getting them dressed in the morning.
Orphan's Heart has opportunities in Guatemala, Uganda, and the Dominican Republic. In each place, you can share Christ's love with orphans and vulnerable kids.
In those 5 weeks, you're there learning the culture, learning the language, but also just showing God's love in all areas.
Find details at our website. Pray discernment for college young people making plans for summer internships.
If you want to do the Lord's work, then Orphan's Heart is the place for you to be because he's moving and he's done great, incredible things.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll send you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.